This parable of the vineyard looks backward and forward. Looking back, it sums up the story of redemption. The rulers of Israel were given care of the vineyard, but they did not produce for the Lord. They rejected the Son who came to help them produce a yield for the Lord. The vineyard was given to new keepers. Now, in Jesus Christ, the Gentiles are the new agents of God's purpose, of God's blessing and grace in our world, that is us. This parable also looks forward with a meaning for us. The vineyard is our world. The vineyard is our society. It is rich in abundant blessings. But what are we doing with the vineyards? The problem here is not with the harvest, but with the wine growers. They have forgotten that they are just managers. Now they are behaving like owners. They keep the entire vineyard harvest for themselves. This gospel is also for each one of us. The Lord has entrusted us with the goods of the kingdom. He has entrusted to us with the good news of the kingdom of God. So we are sent to be its messengers. But we must not forget that we are not on our own. The mission entrusted to us is not ours, is not our business, but that of the Lord. We live in a world that seeks to cast him out. But his crucified love is stronger than all. It is with him that our lives will bear fruit. We are called to be his messengers that bear much fruits, good fruits. Not like these people in these readings. We do not possess these, the good things that God has given us for our own, but to share with others. That's why we are called to be the messengers that bear much fruits for others, so that others can know the goodness of God, the love of God. To answer this call, we need the Lord's help. No, without him, we can do nothing. In our lives, there is always sin to turn us away from him. But if we have a trust, if we have confidence in him, God can always bring good out of evil. We do remember Peter's triple denial into a triple declaration of love. And that's how he was able to give Peter even greater confidence. The same Christ is capable of turning the worst criminals into saints. That's why we need him. He is also capable of making us his friends, that we are already. This is how the Lord renews his trust in us. It is up to us to prove ourselves worthy. Again, my friends, we are sent into the world. We are sent in the vineyard of the Lord to work for him and to bring the harvest to him, but to put it on the service of others. We are sent to spread the good news to those who ignore God. And there are so many nowadays. We are sent to use our priesthood, not just those who have a consecrated life, but all of you have a common priesthood as baptized, as Christians, and you are asked to be God's messengers, so that others can convert, can know how much God loves them. We are called, all of us, to to do this for the good of the church and the salvation of the world. The vineyard is entrusted to us, and what we should do is to strengthen our stewardship. On this day, we pray to you, Lord. Give us the power to be where you have put us. Grant us to be good servants of your kingdom. God bless you.